What's up, Commish? What's up, Stick Carriers? This is Doug in Winter Haven, Section 119, and Ray J. I'm super stoked about the draft party, the location. Thanks, Justin, keeping it in the Tampa Bay area. Amazing place to pick, right there by the stadium, right off of, you know, I-4, 275. Great place. I'm staying. Last year, I only stayed for the Thursday night. This year, I'm definitely staying for both nights. My lady's not happy, but it is what it is. I'm super stoked. I've been talking to my buddies, Daniel and Allen, also in 119. We're ready, Crab. We're ready. It's gonna be great. Can't wait for this year. All right, Justin. Again, thanks for choosing the draft party right there in South Tampa. I think that was a perfect place. I can't wait to see everybody. Until then, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, Tuesdays are our favorite. Because every Tuesday, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. You get a free traditional snack or small wing with any traditional wing purchase. Restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Mastro Subaru is the place you need to go whether you're looking for a new Subaru or a pre-owned vehicle. Right now, they have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, so you can find the perfect car for you. And the best part is, you get a stick carrier discount. Special pricing just for being a stick carrier. Mastro Subaru, they got two locations, one in Tampa, one in Orlando. For more information, check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face when the answer's unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Yeah. One team, one heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored!
This is Bucks Uncensored, podcast for Bucks fans, by a Bucks fan. You know, I've realized through my interactions on social media and listening to just all of the Bucks takes that have come in, which I play as many as I can. If yours doesn't get played, don't worry, keep sending them in. We try to rotate as many as we can. But I have realized a lot of new listeners, a lot of new stick carriers on board with Bucks Uncensored. Appreciate all of you. Little background on me: was in the Tampa Bay media, the evil Bucks media, for about 13 years. Was pushed out the door when the radio station I was on flipped to a different format, and thus I was released from my leash and allowed to conduct my own podcast with my own opinions, speaking my own fucking way right here on Bucks Uncensored. And so I welcome in all the new stick carriers, and I welcome back all the original stick carriers, because we will be uniting again April 26th at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, right on Southdale Mabry, for the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. So be ready for that. Now, before that, the Combine is done. Okay? Monday, whatever. But with the Combine ending, focused on free agency. And I'm not going to hide the fact that I'm fucking pissed off. And I guess it's been building, maybe even over the last few years. This is an organization that has been among the worst in results in the NFL for the last decade. Decade. And after Friday and seeing Robert Quinn traded from the Rams to the Dolphins for a fucking fourth round pick and a swap of sixth round picks, I'm furious. No, did I think that he was going to come in and be a savior? Probably not. But I am so fucking tired of seeing other teams making moves in an attempt to improve their organization. And some of you are so wrapped around the fingers of these fucking media people that are like, well, the Bucks can't overspend because they got big contracts coming up. Fuck that. The Bucks have had some of the most cap room every fucking offseason since Jason Light's been here. Fucking spend it. Spend it. Because when you don't spend it and you lose, oh, well, great, we have another fucking 60 to 70 million again. Oh, let me just jack off to it. Fuck that shit. Spend it. Let's try and get better. Robert Quinn, he's getting paid $12.5 million. $12.5 million? Fuck, I don't give a fuck. We paid $12 million to Chris Baker and Doug Martin last year. Wake the fuck up, people. Shit. Robert Quinn has had 7 seasons with the Rams. 7. He's averaging around 9 sacks a season. But he's had some injuries. So, God, fuck. He had 8.5 sacks last year. Well, he didn't have double digits. Shut the fuck up. One guy's like, he's never had double digits in his career. He had 3 years of double digit sacks. 1 year he had 19. And he's 27 years old. I feel like I'm on fucking crazy pills. You need a defensive end. You need a pass rusher. And you just, meh. Oh, and then the report comes out. Well, the Bucks tried to get him. That's even worse. That's even worse. Well, the Bucks offered a fourth-round pick, but the Rams decided to go with the Dolphins. The Bucks' fourth-round pick is higher than the fucking Dolphins! I mean, Jason Light, what the fuck are you doing, man? But here we go. You know, people, you know, they're going to nitpick the whole thing. Well, Robert Quinn has dealt with injuries. Well, look at his last 3 seasons. He had injury years. The previous two, and then last year, he only had 8.5 sacks, and he's not as good as people think. You know, those are the same people that when the Bucks brought in Simeon Rice, and Simeon Rice, let me pull that up because I had his statistics. So Simeon Rice, before he signed with the Bucks, he only had 7.5 sacks in 2000 with the Cardinals. And oh, by the way, He sat out. He was a malcontent. He wanted more money. And sat out, and I believe even sat out through the first week of the season, then played out that season, an atrocious season for the Cardinals, and only had 7.5 sacks. I mean, imagine what those negative fuckers saying right now that are like, oh, Robert Quinn, he wouldn't have been a good fit. What they would have been saying about Simeon Rice. Oh, he just wants the money. Oh, he's a malcontent. Oh, you don't want a guy like that in your locker room. And then he goes on to have an amazing career with the Bucks. You know, sometimes you got to make bold moves like that. Sometimes you got to take a fucking chance. I mean, what bold move has Jason Light made since he's been general manager of the Bucks? I mean, what bold move? Has he made a trade like that? You need a pass rusher. And I'm telling you right now, rookies don't come in, rookie pass rushers don't come in and make this huge impact. It takes time. They got to adjust to the NFL. It's one of the toughest. We had Luke Easterling on last week, who is Mr. Draft, in my opinion. Love Luke. And him, along with any other draft person, would tell you it takes time to develop pass rushers. I don't care if they're drafted in the first round or the seventh round. It's a tough position to transition to the NFL. So you're just going to think you're going to just draft a pass rusher and that's going to solve your fucking problems? What, you think Brinston Buckner's going to come in and wave some fucking pixie dust all over Will Golston and he's going to get a sack next year? Robert Quinn was too expensive. Thank you, Lee, from JoeBucksFan.com. $19.5 million last year spent on Robert Ayers, Will Golston, and Chris Baker. $12.5 million, my ass, is too much. 27 years old, averaging, when you take his full career, all 7 years, 9 sacks a season. And that's even with those injury years that he had. He wasn't fitting in with Wade Phillips' defense. They've got, obviously, salary cap concerns out there. It was a good fit. Well, Jason Light offered a fourth. Well, you know what you do? Some of you are in sales, right? You know what you do? You fucking do. If you find out that a 27-year-old pass rusher is on the fucking market, you do not let up. You follow up. You call. You text. You stay on that sale, that potential sale. You find out what it takes to win the sale. And at that point, you make the decision. There's no fucking way in hell that Jason Light could have come to Jason Light and said, you know what, the Dolphins are asking for a fourth and a swap of 6 rounds. And Jason Light's like, nope, we're good. We are not going to give up that much for a pass rusher. Oh, hell no. Marcus Peters gets traded. I mean, these guys get traded all the time. And the Bucks are, it's just like, nah, we're good. We're 5-11, but you know what? We were close. You keep pitching that bullshit and don't try and improve your team. Fuck, listen, even if you went 9-7 or 10-6 last year and you won a bunch of close games, I would hope that you were looking to improve your team again this offseason. Take your franchise to the next step. You didn't win the close games. You lost the close games last year. And you're still not trying to improve yourself. Well, we're really evaluating these prospects. So, you know, we can bring in another young class. And I can just pitch this youth to the Glazers so that I can keep my job. I mean, it's a joke. And sorry, Glazers, you're not out of it. Because why does your organization, why do you have the most or one of the most cap spaces, at least top 5 in cap space, every fucking year. You know, we can sit here and say, well, the front office, they're being strategic with their money. Well, we have to save it for our young. How long are you going to fucking save it for? Jeez. I mean, shit. Even Robert Quinn has 2 years left on his deal. Well, guess what? In 2 years, that's when Jameis Winston's deal's ready to go. So if Robert Quinn doesn't work out, fuck, get the fuck out. There's your $12.5 million. You can spend on keeping Jameis Winston or whatever, paying him whatever the fuck you want to pay him. I don't fucking get it. And if Robert Quinn comes in and becomes that fucking pass rusher you've been longing for, well, then you fucking make it work. You find a way to pay him. Tired of this pussy shit. You know, and I'm looking at on JoeBucksFan.com, Jenna Lane, ESPN. She writes about whether or not the Buccaneers are going to attack the big money free. Hey, Bucks have what, $60, $70 million to work with? Are they finally primed to go after those big names? They didn't go after Calais Campbell last year. No, no, no. Because we got Chris Baker. We got the bargain. Jenna Lane writes, the Bucks have the fifth most cap space in the league this offseason. But they have to prepare for a big long-term contract for wide receiver Mike Evans, quarterback Jameis Winston, Ali Marpet. Oh! It would still leave enough to sign a quality pass rusher, but at the right price. Listen, if I could get a quality pass rusher, I'm going to pay whatever it fucking takes. You should have money allotted to the prime positions. Quarterback, wide receiver, left tackle, defensive end, shutdown corner. I mean, this is how football has worked for years. But at the right price. Fuck the right price. This team is so desperate for a fucking pass rusher. If you can get the right one, you better fucking spend the money to get it. And quite frankly, $12.5 million for a guy, a potential 10 sack a season guy, and only having to give up fucking fourth round pick or whatever. Fourth, they did a fourth and swapped six. So give them a fourth and your sixth, or a fourth and a fifth, or a fourth and a fourth next year. Who fucking cares? Well, the Bucks got Quan Alexander in the fourth round, so and Kendall Beckwith, and well, he can't draft linebackers anymore. You gonna draft any other positions in day three? Kendall Beckwith was a late third round pick, but we count him as a fourth. She goes on to write, one thing to keep in mind is that big free agent signings with 4+ year deals have not boded well for the Bucks in recent years. Michael Johnson, that was fucking 4 or 5 years ago. Anthony Collins, same offseason. Bruce Carter, was he a premier fucking free agent? Whomever they bring in from the outside, they need to vet more carefully. Well, I mean, no shit. But here's the thing, and I like Jenna Lane a lot, but they can't be pussies anymore. What, they're going to really monitor, and they're going to go the bargain approach again? No, that's the fucking cheap approach. We're going to go after Robert Ayers. Still pay him $9 million, Robert Ayers. And now all of a sudden, Robert Ayers, well, he got all these pressures last year. That's all I'm hearing from Bucks fans who are obviously reading it from somebody else. Robert Ayers, he was good last year. Was he? What? Now, hold on a second. If Robert Ayers was good and y'all want to just jerk off Gerald McCoy, a defensive tackle, then obviously the Bucks don't have a problem at defensive line or at pass rush, do they? Well, you got to have all four. All four? You had Sapp and Rice. Period. The other guys were role players. Okay? Styles White, Greg White, fucking even Brad Culpepper. I mean, they would all tell you they were role. It was Sapp and Rice that were generating the pressures. So if Gerald McCoy and Robert Ayers were fine, they were getting the pressure, then what's the big deal? Why y'all panicked about a pass rush? Everything's worked. Everything's fine, right? No, it's not. It's not at all. We're going to go the thrifty approach, the bargain basement approach. You do that again, you're going to have to go find yourself another job that's going to allow you to do that bargain approach. Frustrating. That was, to me, the move that could have immediately improved a desperate position for the Bucks, while also not pigeonholing them into not having to address it in the draft. You can still draft Bradley Chubb if he's available if you have Robert Quinn. Why not have two defensive ends? Most teams are trying to get two defensive ends that can rush the passer. Now, who are the Bucks going to go after? Charles Johnson? Julius Peppers? Cameron Wake when he becomes... So we're just going to keep going after older vets that are just looking for that one last payday? Have you not learned anything? It was a move that was very affordable to me in terms of salary and in terms of compensation. That if Jason Light was more aggressive as a general manager, would have found a way to get it done, not force them to have to go into either free agency or the draft desperate for a defensive end, and opened it up for other positions. I mean, I like Jason Light. I think he's done a good job in the draft. He hasn't done a great job in the draft, but he's done a good job in days one and two of the draft. But when your boldest move is to trade up for a kicker in the second round, like, and more often than not, your teams have failed than succeeded. And the town that you're the general manager in fucking almost threw you a fucking parade for going 9-7. You might want to turn it up a notch. You might want to try and improve your team. Try and improve a roster that was embarrassingly disappointing last year. So much hype, so much excitement. You cringed at the expectations, and your team went out and went 5-11. You had a 27-year-old defensive end that just a few years ago had 19 sacks in a season, last year had 8.5 sacks, has proven to be a pass rusher, a very good pass rusher, and you poo-pooed at more than a fourth-round pick? Even if you offered a fourth-round pick, you stay on top of that sale until you get the sale. Be a shark. If you smell blood, go and fucking get it. He wasn't aggressive enough. That's the fact here. Your general manager wasn't aggressive enough in going to get a player that would have filled a key position on the team. And now desperate times call for desperate measures. And that's unfortunate, because when you become desperate, no matter what part of life you're talking about, when things get desperate, people do dumb things. I hope, I really, really hope that Jason Light does not follow suit and do dumb things in the next few weeks. Bucks Takes are up next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bricado's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Bricado's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com. One of my absolute favorite gems of the entire Tampa Bay area, where I go to watch my sports and know that I am getting a quality meal every single time, is Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. It's on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater, and all of the food is prepared fresh daily. You can taste it in their quality. Sports Legends Bar and Grill. We love Leo and the gang. Everyone there at Sports Legends. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski, the Commish. At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party will be at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Southdale Mabry. South Tampa would come in your way. We are right near the Crosstown. The Crosstown connects Brandon all the way to Gandy, which leads to the Gandy Ridge in Pinellas. So if you're coming from Pinellas, if you're coming from Brandon, if you're coming from North Tampa, I mean, we're equal distance from everyone. And I know I told you hopefully by Monday. I'm right now in between two hotels. Both have plenty of rooms, so no problem there. We're going to try and block off at least 20 rooms. But trying to identify which hotel I would rather partner with for this year. The difference right now is that one hotel is including transportation, free transportation to and from the draft party. The other is not. I think the rate is going to be about the same. It's going to be about $120 a night. But I'm leaning more towards, and they're both really, really good hotels, but I'm leaning towards having that free transportation so that y'all don't have to Uber if you are staying at that hotel. Then you're going to end up having to pay for an Uber anyway, so at least let's save you a little bit of money. Anyway, hopefully I'll nail that down here in the next couple of days. We'll announce that so you can go ahead and start booking your rooms, and I'll tell you how to get that group rate. Get it on down. I mean, it's going to save probably about $60 or $70 off the regular rate. So hopefully that's good news for you. Let's get some Bucks takes in. You know, again, if you're new to Bucks Uncensored, if you're a seasoned vet of Bucks Uncensored, what you need to know about me is I'm going to give it to you straight. That this is how I feel. This is how I see things. And I don't have anyone over my head telling me what opinion I should have, like people in the Evil Bucks media. Nope. This is my opinion. I'm going to share it to you the way I want to fucking share it with you. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of seeing other teams make moves to better their organization and the Bucks not do it. Whether it's trading away players to get draft picks or whether it's trading draft picks or players to get other players. I mean, the status quo at 5-11 is not fucking good. Well, we got a young roster. Half your roster is young. The other half are old aging vets just collecting paychecks, stealing money from your organization that you have gone out and signed the last couple of years. Shit. Let's get some buck steaks in. If you ever want to send in your buck steak, we do this. It's an interactive portion of Bucks Uncensored, where we get Bucks fans interacting with other Bucks fans. This is what unifies us all. Listen, my opinion might be wrong. And Robert Quinn might shatter his leg and never play another down in the NFL. Whatever. All I want to see is them try and improve their football team. And to me, a fourth round pick, it's just not fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks. Like, if you can get a guy that can come in and be an impact player for your team, it's worth it. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. I just want this fucking team to win. And I want them to show me they want to win. Having the most or some of the most cap room every single offseason, to me, should make us all skeptical at this point. Are they only spending enough to not get in trouble? How is it that they have some of the most cap room every single offseason? Well, eventually they're going to have to re-sign their own young players. We're not to that point yet. I've been hearing that for 3 years. I mean, what young player have they had to sign? Nobody. Nobody's even worth the franchise tag in the last 10 years. That's alarming. Well, they got to re-sign Mike Evans and Jameis Winston. Oh, that's going to cost $70 million? Yikes. And this team's never going to win. If you can't figure out how to spread the money around and get better players around them with what they have, if you're saving $70 million for Jameis and Mike Evans and Ali Marpet, then this is it. This is what you got. Get used to it. Fuck. Who do we want to start with? Start with Will in the Midwest.
Justin! Will in the Midwest here, just chiming with a fucking Bucks take. Dude, this shit has got me fucking heated, so here I go. This Robert Quinn fucking trade is beyond disbelief. I'm done with it. How Lee feels about Jared McCoy, I felt this way about Jason Light for a while. I continue to try to, put trust in him, follow the light, and shit like that. Fuck that guy, dude. That dude, I just read a tweet, and I've thought this way. Either he doesn't give a shit about this team and doesn't know what this team actually needs, or he doesn't have the contacts in the NFL. And I think it's the later of the situation. I don't think he has contacts. Because these fucking trades always slip under him. And then he has all of his fucking horde minion defenders come out in fucking droves to defend him. Oh, that player's got off-the-field issues. Oh, that player's got too high of a contract. Hey, baby. Excuses, fuckfaces. That, you know what you motherfuckers are? You guys are the ones who drive the status quo. That are fine with just the 8-8 team every year as long as you get to see football. Fuck that! I'm ready for a fucking winning organization. I don't give a fuck about our fucking 70 plus million in cap space. First of all, is it our money? Second of all, what's the point of fucking hoarding it, motherfuckers, if we're not fucking winning? Jason Light, you can't even do anything now. I can't believe 2 weeks ago, my little old ass in fucking bumfucked Iowa was hearing word on Twitter and shit that Robert Quinn may be available for a trade. Where the fuck were you? And the Dolphins giving a mid-round pick and a fucking swap in lates? Stupid fucker, you could have swapped our late fucking first round or our last round pick and gave him our compository pick that we got for dipshit fucking Napoleon Dynamite and then gave him our mid-round draft pick. Whatever fucking round that was. Fourth, fifth, whatever the fuck it was. We had a higher draft pick. The Dolphins were a better team. You are fucking dumb, Jason Light. You do not know how to fucking run a team. Yeah, granted, I'm just little old fucking regular old normal me, right? Will in the Midwest. What the fuck do I know? I'm sorry. I think there's individuals who drive around who fucking are Uber drivers, for fuck's sakes, who can run an organization better than that fucking brick meathead motherfucker. Shout out to all the sponsors. B4, Bricados, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Christian Headlines Barbershop, Mastro Subaru, Buffalo Wild Wings. Anyways, chill out, all you stick carriers, I guess, because I can't. Take care, Justin. Go Bucks.
Oh, well, if your blood wasn't boiling before, Will, checking out Twitter as I listen to you, and multiple reports say nothing is imminent yet, as of me recording this Sunday night, but the Falcons and Seahawks are in discussions about a possible trade for Michael Bennett to go from the Seahawks to the fucking Falcons. See how y'all feel after that. Oh boy. Go get some blood pressure medicine. Yikes. Lee's up with us. Hey, Lee.
Bucks fans, Justin is Lee from the T. Hey man, if you're Jason Light, if you're in, you're at the combine, you got to pull off your trade to move up in the draft before other teams see Chubb, man. If he does his combine workouts, they're going to see that unique explosion and athleticism, and teams are going to just start just freaking drooling all over the place, man. The GM's going to be walking around with towels in front of their pants, man. Everybody's going to be walking around with stiff ones after that, I'm telling you. But it's time for Jason Light's guys, man. You know, we talk about how good of a GM he is. Well, this is the year where, the decision he's made got to pay off. His guys got to step up right now and play for him. You know, the guys he brought in, his draft picks, these guys are in their second, third years. It's time for them to show what they can do. He got to throw them in the fire. The cornerbacks, he's had good picks out of LSU and those guys, no issues there. But it's time for his players to show that he's a good GM. If not, then we're gonna be we're in the rebuilding process, basically. I'm out.
I'm just reading all these tweets, man. As I hear you guys just railing on Jason Light, but now it's like, oh my god, if Michael Bennett, and I'm about to tweet out now, but if Michael Bennett gets traded to any other team other than the Buccaneers, I'm Bucks fans are gonna light them torches outside One Buck Place. Like this is not, holy shit. I'm just like, and honestly, it's not even just the fans. And I'm not the biggest. Gerald McCoy, talented guy, whatever. I'm not a big fan of his personality. This isn't that debate. But even he's upset. I mean, these players are watching this going, what the fuck is going on around here? Jason Light, you better swoop in. And I would have much rather had Robert Quinn than Michael Bennett. I mean, night and day. And if Robert Quinn got a fourth-round pick, and I see Michael Bennett gets traded for like a fifth-round pick or something like that, people are going to lose their fucking shit. They are going to lose their shit. A position you have a desperate need for, and you're just like, nah. We're trying to find the next Jeremy McNichols with our next fifth-round pick. Oh, fuck that shit. I call him Kinky. That's because I'm nasty. It's my man, King.
What's happening, Commish? What's happening, Stick Carriers? It's been a motherfucking minute. But it's Kinky, if you're nasty, checking in. I give Jason Light the benefit of the doubt a lot. Like, I don't mind, like, when he passes on. Like, even the Calais Campbell thing, I wish we would have went and grabbed him. But I don't mind his reasoning. Like, if he didn't want to pay the man that much money, I don't really mind the reasoning. Wish we would have got him. But this Robert Quinn thing has fucking burned me the fuck. We all have been the worst team in the league at getting pressure off the edge. I mean, not since Michael Bennett got 9 sacks. Like, nothing off the edge for almost 10 years since Simeon Rice. Like, come on. That being said, coming off a year where we were dead last in sacks, dead last on defense, nobody should be beating us to a player that's available like Robert Quinn. No fucking body. No fucking body. Like, I don't give a fuck. And the thing is, like, I'm sending this in because I just read that, you know what I'm saying, I guess it was some word at the combine that we looked into it. But the Dolphins made the better deal. And the Dolphins gave up a mid-round pick, which is a third or a fourth, something like that. And they swapped picks in the sixth or something like that. Either way, I don't give a fuck. I don't give two fucks. That shit was not too much for us to do. And I just don't understand it. They should not be beating us to available pass rushers. Nobody should be beating us to these motherfuckers. Nobody. Nobody. To a young defensive end that has a season in his career where he had 19 fucking sacks. Even if he buzzes out, he's a fucking presence that would make Noah Spence better. That would make fucking Gerald McCoy look better. Oh my God. This one right here. This one makes me want to say, fuck Jason Light. He ain't doing his fucking job. I give him the benefit of the doubt when I read a lot of motherfuckers in the Facebook page, on Twitter, that give him the business. I kind of shy away from it. I like to, you know what I'm saying? But this one right here, inexcusable. Inexcusable. Especially in his last press conference when he was talking about he's looked at every pass rusher and all this shit. Bro, this inexcusable. Dolphins should not beat us to this. We give them the same offer. Our picks are better. So there's no way we should have let this shit go down. That's all I got, man. Till next time, man. Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Kinky. Oh, man. Kinky. Getting fired up. Whew. Listen, let me preface this. This whole Michael Bennett thing, he's 33, right? But if you're going to go after a guy, if you're only going to go after aging veterans, like, I'd rather have a guy like Michael Bennett who's got a relationship with McCoy. Maybe he's got a little extra motivation to come back and prove Mark Dominic that he was wrong. I don't know. Whatever. I personally would have rather had Robert Quinn, would have loved Robert Quinn, younger. I think a better, pure athlete and pass rusher, especially where he is in his career versus where Michael Bennett is in his career. But I also understand Bucks fans are going to see that name and just be like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm just posting it to the Stick Carrier Facebook page now. And I'm going to just put, I took a screenshot of the tweet saying Falcons discussing trade for Michael Bennett. And I'm putting, I'll just leave this here. This here. I just kind of want to see people's reactions. Does that make me a troll? Billy's up with us. Hello, Billy.
Hey, Justin. Billy Hughes here from Bernardsville, New Jersey. First Bucks take. Been a Buck fan for about 4 years. I started listening to you, actually, I think probably in October. I kept seeing your Bucks Uncensored thing come up in the Bleacher Report, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I gave it a listen one day, and I've just been hooked ever since then. And I love what you're doing. I love all the Buck fans that are sending in Bucks takes. I love what you guys are doing, how passionate you guys are. Makes me feel like I'm not alone here, being a fan of the shitty Bucks team. But yeah, so I was in Berlin last semester, going to a bar every Sunday, played NFL Red Zone, watching the Bucks suck, sitting right next to my friend that's a Saints fan. And I'm like, man, that should have been us. Like, come on. And I'm actually studying in Montreal this semester, and I'm interning in China this summer, so I'm a little busy, so I don't think I'll be able to make the draft party, but I do definitely want to come to one. I've never been to one, and I've never been to Tampa either. I've always wanted to go to a Buck game, too. So, I'm definitely try and do that in the next year. I mean, I'll definitely go to the draft party. You can take my word for that. But I don't really know if I should waste my money in a Buck game next season yet. I gotta see. But yeah, I just want to send in my first Buck take. Just kind of introduce myself, I guess. But yeah, as always, go Bucks and speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right. I love it. And that was a really good first Bucks take, Billy. Appreciate it. You're not the only first person sending a Bucks take. We'll have another first timer in a moment. But Tobias has been around for a while. Hey, Tobias.
Hey, what's up, Commish? This is Tobias out of Phoenix. What's been said about Jason Light not even trying to trade for Robert Quinn has pretty much been said. But that's something I want the fans to think about, and you out there as well. At the Combine, they asked John Elway why he hasn't gotten the quarterback position right. Elway pretty much said, hey, I haven't gotten it right. We swung and missed. But he said, I'm going to continue swinging until we get it right. And I'm not afraid to miss. See, that is leadership. That inspires confidence into your fan base, out of your fan base, and out of your guys in that locker room. Because they know, hey, he understands he didn't get it right. But he's not afraid to keep trying until it gets better. When has Jason Light ever spoken about that? Spoken like that, I'm sorry. And I know some fans are like, well, Robert Quinn only had 8.5 sacks. Think about this. The Philadelphia Eagles, they don't have a Simeon Rice, a Derek Thomas, a Bruce Smith. But they got guys who can put pressure on the quarterback. Look at the Super Bowl. Tom Brady was driving for a game-winning touchdown. They got pressure, caused a fumble, won the game. Now look at how many games Jameis Winston got the Bucks a lead, got them position to win, but the defense could stop, put pressure, and stop bad quarterbacks. Just think about that. Hey, thanks for taking my voice recording, Commish. Hey, you guys have a good one.
All right. We call it Bucks Takes, but that's fine. Tobias, we'll call it a voice recorder. I love it. Thank you, Tobias. Good to hear from you again. Last one, last but not least, another first-timer, we bring in Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Justin. Hello, Stick Carriers. My name is Jason. I started listening to the podcast right after the 2015 season, and I've been a faithful listener ever since, but this is my first Bucks take. And I want to start off by saying that I don't personally know half of you, and I'm friends with a lot of you on Facebook. But that's all going to change after this draft party because I'm definitely going to be there. And I can't wait to meet you guys. Also, Bucks Nation, they need to know that once you become a stick carrier, you definitely get embraced. I felt the embrace on Facebook from a lot of you guys, especially Lou. I'm really shy, shy person. And I'm not good at public speaking. That's probably why I haven't sent in a Bucks take, but I got a lot of support from fellow stick carriers, especially Lou, during some of my hard times that we all go through. But I just want to say thank you guys for all the support. And a lot of you guys, you know who you are. Thank you. But last but not least, Mish, I do have a question. So would you please cue the Phil Collins.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
I think the Bucks are going to draft the best player available, and although I want Saquon Barkley, I see the Bucks getting someone like Bradley Chubb or Quentin Nelson if they're available. But after letting go of Doug Martin and the press conferences at the combine, I think it's safe to assume that they're most likely going to draft the running back again. So if the Bucks don't pick a running back in the first round, Which running back should they go for in the draft, if still available? My personal pick is Ronald Jones from USC, a running back known as the Texas Tesla. What you have for me? And I also just want to say shout out to Vacados. Their devil crab is amazing, as everybody should know by now. And haven't tried before yet, but shout out to them. I can't wait to try it during the draft party. And can't wait to see you guys. Anyways, I'm over my 90 minutes, but speak softly and carry a big stick.
Whoa, 90 minutes. Be a lot. No, you're good. Especially for the first timers. I'll let you guys go a little longer. So, running backs. First off, we have a lot of time until we have to decide on, you know, the running backs that... Let me just say this. And I think he'll be a first-round pick. Running backs, I mean, other than Barkley, running backs always seem to go a little lower than what people think. But I'm a Darius Geis fan. I mean, I love his attitude. I think he runs hard between the tackles. You know, is he a trade down target? Is he a trade back up into the first round target? But I'm a Darius Geis fan. Understand Ronald Jones had a good combine as well. A lot of these guys had good combines. A lot of people are big fans of Sony Michel. Of course, I like Rashad Penny. Personally, I mean, I would like to dig a little deeper into some of these. You know, Nick Chubb, Freeman from Oregon, I think are going to be third, fourth round guys. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at all these names and I'm like, I guess the frustrating thing is a lot of names. And as Luke said last week, this draft might be as strong at running back as last year's draft. And last year they waited to the fifth round and got Jeremy McNichols. So in the back of my mind, I'm looking at all these names going, yes, 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 yes. Meanwhile, they'll get somebody in the fifth round that, you know, we were all like, eh. And then people were like, well, he's an all-around back, and he's like Doug Martin. People were saying all kinds of shit about Jeremy McNichols last year. And he was like one of the few running backs from last year's rookie class that just completely failed. Got cut. Unbelievable. All right, that's it for this episode of Bucks Uncensored. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're not too upset. Still a lot of offseason to come. And we know the Bucks like to try and win the offseason. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that Jason Light is going to try and, you know, improve the team this offseason. Bucks Uncensored is twice a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays. We love JoeBucksFan.com. We partner with them. Also, make sure you subscribe on iTunes and rate and review us. Give us a little review. I know some of you don't like us, so go make sure you go there and give a bad review. And then, if you do like us, you can give us a good review. Because all reviews are good. Because the more reviews and ratings we can get, the higher we'll be on the old list. I love it. iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Plenty of places where you can subscribe to the podcast so you never, ever miss an episode of Bucks Uncensored. And the reason this podcast is around, special shout out to our sponsors. Buffalo Wild Wings. Tuesday is wing day. BOGO wings on the small and traditional size. So make sure you get to Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday for lunch or dinner. And make sure you mark it on your calendar, April 26th and 27th. Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa on Southdale Mabry for the biggest draft party Tampa Bay has ever seen. It's the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party 2018. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Mastro Subaru. They've got two locations. They got one in Orlando, one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue. They are the only car dealership where you can walk in, tell them you're a stick carrier, and you get special stick carrier pricing. It's that simple. I'm in the market for a new car. I texted Pete over at Mastro Subaru. I'm like, just want to let you know. Like, I don't have a lot of time. And he sent me the link, MasterOfSubaru.com. He goes, check the website, see what you like, come on in. Whether it's a pre-owned or a new vehicle, we'll let you try them out and test it out and everything. I was like, man, that is awesome. So if I'm doing it and you're looking for a new car, you should do it as well. Check them out, MasterOfSubaru.com. Bricado's Sandwich Shop. Mike and the guys over there at Bricado's have the best double crab and Cuban sandwich in town, right off of I-4 near Ybor City. And if you're anywhere else in the United States of America and you want to try the best double crab you've ever had in your life, you just go to BricadoSandwich.com and they will ship it right to your doorstep. And thanks again to Sports Legends. Folks, spring training is here. One of the nicest spring training ballparks is in Clearwater. What is it now? Spectrum Field, because Bright House isn't around anymore. The Phillies play there. Sports Legends is within walking distance of that stadium. Make sure if you're going to a night game, if you're going to a day game, get there for lunch or dinner. The food is fresh daily, and it's the only place where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. That's going to do it for Bucks Uncensored. We're back on Wednesday. Send in your Bucks takes. Record your voice, your phone, and send it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. We will end in the words of Dirk Cutter. He said these words. It led to the movement, the stick carrier movement. But you know, I don't want to play him in Dirk's voice. I want to play him in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Thanks, Hot Stuff. Nailed it.